My name is Lucas DiPasquale. I'm a 21-year-old musician from Markham, Ontario. I live in Toronto. I make pop music that's kind of influenced by hip-hop, some dancehall, but also other things like soul music, indie rock, a bunch of different stuff. I like to listen to jazz and stuff like that. So I'm making my own kind of style of music, and I've been doing that for about 2 years.
So what would you say the music influence was when you were growing up in your house?
Mostly hip-hop. And my dad listened to classic rock music. My mom really listened to anything that she liked. But I didn't really use it as you know, influence. I think it was more what I wanted to listen to, and it was all hip-hop music.
Lucas grew up on artists such as Eminem, Jay-Z, Young Jeezy, and his favorite act, Outkast, with member Andre 3000, who is one of Lucas's most well-respected rappers as a writer, performer, and music maker. So would you say that you're more of a rapper or a singer?
That's what I'm trying to figure out myself. And I started singing. I got a record deal by singing some dancehall music, but it was singing. It was really like playing the guitar and singing out the bars and stuff like that. On the other hand, I would struggle with being called a rapper. I think people who are into rap music and are, you know, hip hop heads or whatever, people who are really, really into hip hop would not like to call me a rapper, would not right away say that I'm a rapper or anything like that until they've actually heard me rap. If somebody asked me what I do, I'd say I'm an artist or a music maker or some vague term. But I'd say that if I was being asked, I'm a singer.
Though hip-hop is the biggest influence on Lucas's music, where he's from plays a large role in how people view him as an artist.
I have had people say, like, well, you're not a rapper, you're not a dancehall artist, you're not any of these things because of where you come from, who you are. But I think it's more, if you are credible, if you make that type of credible music, and you make good rap music, you make good attempts at making dancehall music, you make, you know, whatever, then people are usually accepting.
In the beginning of his career, he was given the opportunity to travel to Jamaica and perform alongside other dancehall artists at one of the country's largest events, Dream Weekend.
Like, hey, that was cool. Like, oh, you're the kid with the guitar, the white kid with the guitar singing dancehall music. Like that. And they loved it. They thought it was cool, and they liked that I did it.
Lucas's song, We Don't Have to Be the Same, talks about growing up in the suburbs and catching a lot of flack in his life for wanting to be different.
I wasn't born in a city. I was born in actually a town called Markham, and it became a city later. It got bigger, but it's a suburban area. So I am I'm a kid from the suburbs. And I think that has a huge impact on my career in it and how people see me. Because you enjoy certain liberties and things like that when you live in the suburb, and you are not as exposed to a lot of different things that when I moved into the city, I saw for the first time.
He moved to Toronto at 17 years old to attend Ryerson University before becoming a YouTube sensation in his first year.
I used to live in a student house at Girard and Sherbourne. And it just wasn't okay. You know, like the area was not okay. It was fine, like, for a bunch of young dudes to live in, and we were all safe and stuff. But you're around lots of unsavory stuff, and that's okay. Like, that's part of life. That's growing up and stuff like that. But it's had an impact on the music that I write. It's had an impact on how I act. It's had an impact on what I want to do with my life and the things that I kind of want to accomplish. I started seeing all these things and being exposed to different things and just understanding what existed in the world. The suburb just kind of gives you a little hug and you're never really like exposed to any of that stuff, right? You don't have to deal with any of that stuff.
He recently traveled to Atlanta and saw the studio, The Dungeon, where Outkast recorded most of their music. It was one of the most memorable moments of his career.
I just kind of sat there and I was like, what the heck is happening? You know what I mean? Like, where are we? Like, this is, how did I get here? Is the crazy part of it is like, how did I actually end up here? And you know, you always fool yourself into thinking like, I didn't deserve it. It wasn't enough hard work. It wasn't this, wasn't that. But those are the kinds of things where you're like, I had to do something to see Outkast's studio and like have people want to work with me like near it.
Lucas is currently signed to Universal Music. He's working on new songs and has some ready to be released.
I want to do this. I want 10,000 people to know who I am and know my songs and sing with me and want me to sing to them.
What is your favorite song of your own?
I have this song called 2009 that's just like a pop song that's about my girlfriend, and I really like it because it's like very genuine. It was the first time I wrote a song and I was like, I am not fabricating or dramatizing, romanticizing anything about this content.
Though I'm trying to keep my eyes on the television, but every time I look back, she's wearing a little grin. Whoa, I swear that she's been staring right above my chin. And I don't think I can go home until I find out why.
As he continues to develop in his own career, he encourages kids from his hometown with the same dreams to keep making music. For Newsnight, I'm Kayla McLaughlin.
Send me some signs. Doesn't it feel like 2009? Doesn't it feel like 2009? Doesn't it feel like 2009? I could have sworn that was the last time I felt alive. Don't it feel like 2009?